Okay, here's the feedback for our lesson 5 discussion. This is a rather unique discussion, and I'm not sure if it was valuable for the way we deal with these issues in mental health, but certainly stirred up a lot of conversation. You're asked to look at a video of a brother and sister who are currently having children, living together, cohabitating, and to discuss the notion of this form of what would technically be called incest. This is a strange situation, certainly because of the social taboos associated with people who are very closely related being married. The usual context of incest in our field is non-consensual. And so that would certainly have a potential dramatic and traumatic impact on people's lives. The situation I had you look at was very different than that. There are, however, laws in the United States and abroad about how close people can be. In the state of Maine, there are some allowances for up to first cousins to get married. But there's only certain exceptions for that. That's as much information that I could find on it, actually. It might be something worthy of researching. But this is highly cultural. John pointed out that in the past, there have been royal families who have cultivated their connections very carefully and having very close relatives marry and have children. The having children part was part of the discussion, too, is that Jennifer and Brandy pointed out that there could be some risks associated with having children in terms of inheritance of diseases. I'm not sure if that's valid or not. I've heard and read some things. I didn't look it up. But I think that it's not necessarily that much of a high risk is what I understand. I think that maybe the issues might be more social. There might be more social risks, but I may be wrong on that. There could be some health risks as well. And so there was some talk in the discussion board about whether or not individuals who were that closely related should be prohibited from having children, which of course tells us, begs the question as to whether or not we want to live in the world where people, where laws can be made as to whether people have children or not. Probably read a number of good science fiction books about worlds like that. Stephanie pointed out that regardless of all this situation, the kids are the one in this particular situation, since they're being pulled away from their family, they may be paying quite a price. But even if they were with the family, they might be paying a price in terms of how they're being seen by family and others. I guess the comments of Jennifer and Brandy and Wendy and a number of others too talked about the difference between the situation we're looking at in this particular case and the situations we see in trauma cases that we'll most likely encounter in our work is choice and power, those two factors. There's even a whole theory in counseling called control theory, which all has to do with choice and power and how important those things are and how to refine the ability and when to use those particular things. Interestingly, a couple of you pointed out that the woman was acting peculiar in the video. I thought that was a very good observation on your part. Seemed to be seeking protection or somewhat from the guy who was there. And I guess, as Wendy clearly pointed out, one of the things that we're lacking here is this is just a small segment of these people's lives. We don't know the details. We don't know if they're actually good or poor parents or what the details are. All we know is what the news decided to report. If anything, maybe the walk away from this is a few things. We can say that perceptions of this sort of thing and whether something's incest or consensual or not are certainly relative. They may be, no pun intended. They're certainly relative to a person's culture, their background, their perceptions on these things. There are laws, but laws are created by cultures as well. And ultimately, this begs us to ask questions. And I think maybe that's what I wanted to get out of this, is you encounter situations and you almost get this feeling like there's more to be said. There's more in this story than we've heard, and that would be the biggest takeaway, is when we encounter strange situations, we need to reserve our judgment until we know more details and we can make a better judgment as to how we're going to perceive things and how we're going to work with them. And so I hope it was an enjoyable discussion, and have a great day.